5 week. That's got to help mentally everybody.
It really does. I mean, you know, we're a team, like we've talked about, we're going to try to run the ball first. You know, we didn't come out that way versus Detroit, but to finish the game, it's a good sign going into the bye week. We can get healthy. We've got another big division game to start the second half of the season versus Jacksonville. So I think, you know, that four-minute drill to finish the game was a big sign for the offense.
When you sit there, Bill talks about self-scouting and things like that. When you sit back, I'm like, what in the world is going on when we go on the road? Why are we so different? I know you guys must sit there like we sit there as observers.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Well, I think, you know, the last away game, we showed some improvement. We're sitting there in the third quarter in a position we want to be. I mean, certainly could be better. But so we were able to run the ball for four quarters in that game. You know, and that's what we have to do. We can't start the game very similar to how we did versus Detroit. You know, we have to be able to run the ball for four quarters because that helps the play action, helps Brock with a comfort level and having everything at our disposal, boots, screens, run actions, and just straight drop back pass. So that'll help the whole offensive unit as we go forward. And, you know, we're back on the road here, first game coming off the bye week. So it'll be another test. And, you know, we spoke with the unit, and that's something we're looking to overcome. You know?
Yeah, because if you want to get to where you want to get to, it's got to come. And like you said, before Alfred's fumble, I mean, really in Denver, you had it going.
In a good position.
How do you?
Well, I mean, you know, we got the three division games on the road coming up in the second half of the season. You know, we'll take them one at a time. But, you know, for us to be where we want to be at the end of the season, we're going to have to win these games on the road.
George, what do you want to build off of coming off this big win in Detroit for the second half of the year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at times we were moving the football with the two touchdown drives in a row with consistency. And, you know, before half we had the turnover. We got to eliminate the turnovers. That's one thing. If we can play a turnover-free game to start the second half of the season, I mean, I think that'll go a ways for us. And then, you know, whether it's running the football or throwing the football, just being more consistent for four quarters. We can't have one phase working at one part of the game and then the other phase working at another part of the game. We need to have them all at our disposal.
How crucial is this bye week? You were down to two receivers in Sunday's game. It probably couldn't have come at a better time this week, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of injuries that they can heal up and be ready for Jacksonville. It would help the offense just from a personnel standpoint. And then we're just going to play with whoever's out there, you know. So try to work around the availability of the personnel.
Coach, how impressed have you been with what the tight ends have been able to get with you, especially what they've done in years past?
Yeah, well, you know, I love it because the production seems like it's based off of just catches. But for us, they're running, run blocking. They're doing a good job on the edge. Part of Lamar's success has been the tight ends. And so when they're able to run block, they're able to get open in the passing game because they're doing a good job of controlling the edge and the defense is looking to maybe set the edge against them. So it's kind of a dual-headed monster with those guys right now. They're catching the ball effectively, especially in situations. Big third down catches last week with the tight ends, a red area touchdown, along with blocking. So it's been encouraging. And they're there close to Brock. You know, most of the time in the formations, they're attached to the tackles, attached to the line of scrimmage. So, you know, it's a little bit easier of a throw for us.
Is there anybody that's maybe had more growth this year on the offense than C.J. Fedorowicz?
No, I mean, we talk about that as a staff. You know, he's a guy for us that, you know, he's whenever we're relying on him, he's come through. So, you know, it's only one half of the season, so there's another half to come, and, you know, we're expecting his growth to continue.